KB2, MUQQ, KB2, MUQQ. Oh, he's got an extra letter in his call. He must be from Utica, New York, or out that way, because those guys all have weird things on their calls. Okay. All right, KB2, MUQQ. Different. Okay. And let me say good morning to Jerry, my neighbor to the north, and to Paul. Wow. Paul, happy new year.
Hope the holidays are great, Paul.
Nice signal in here. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Good to hear you on board. I like the regulations up there, Ed. I totally understood. I read between the lines, Ed, and I understood exactly what you were saying. And that's what regs are for. They give you guidelines to stay within, and then everybody's happy. That's just great. That's just great. We want the opposite here. We want the 1500 PEP, and even today you hear people arguing about what the output carrier should be if you're 100% modulated. You know, I mean, you hear everybody arguing, well, it should be 700 watts. Well, it should be 375 watts. Well, it could be 500 watts. You know, it's hilarious. And I really don't believe that the majority of the stations have the equipment to properly measure anyways. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that think they're well within the limits. They might be way out. They might be way under. I don't know. I think if you just if you keep your operating practices close to whatever the norm is, you're all right. Let me keep it short, because I've got to do the same. I've got to break out of here by 11:30, and I've got a couple other guys on frequency, and I'm going to send it to the breaking station, KB2 MUQQ, and Paul, you can swing it over to Jerry, W2TPL up in Liverpool. How you doing, OM? KB2 MUQ and 2INR.
Yeah. Hey, Gary. Happy New Year back to you, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Ed?
Jerry, I hear everybody's real good here.
Okay.
Things is dandy, I guess. we had a good holiday, Gary. Real good. Hope you guys did, too. Everybody was healthy and all that kind of stuff. And